KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sai Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about Islamophobia, body music, and master singers. David Wiegand is a master of culture. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And good morning.
Good morning, Sai.
And let's open with a bilingual singer from France, Ethiopia, and more recently, Vermont.
L'orage se rapproche. Si je l'avais su, si je l'avais su, pensée noire s'accroche. Je n'aurais jamais cru.
That's the voice of Francesca Blanchard from her first full-length album, and she and her songs are bilingual. She grew up in southern France, but she's kind of new to the business. But she made, I think, a record in a barn.
And she's just making
beautiful music, kind of a little like Nora Jones.
Well,
maybe.
You know, it's interesting. Let me take the other half of the bilingual bit because she reminded me of Françoise Hardy also when she sings in French. Which she does quite frequently,
very
obviously.
Wistful.
It does have a lot of the sort of wistful aspect to it. She's really an exquisite singer, and I think, not to put too fine a point on it, but this is a particularly useful time to remember France and honor the culture of France.
Francesca Blanchard plays Slims in San Francisco tomorrow. She's opening the show for really great Malaysian-born singer Yuna. It's a wonderful double bill. Now some body music. That's the Bay Area's own body rhythm king. That's Keith Terry playing his body.
I would have known
fingers.
That sound anywhere.
He's very right. Nobody else improvises like him. And he's made a career out of playing the body and organizing festivals about body music from all around the world. And he's organized a mini festival this weekend. And you know, he's great talking about the history of this art form.
Before we were hollowing logs, using gourds, slapping rocks, we were probably stomping, clapping, using our voices to express our musical ideas. And body musics exist all over the world, traditional styles.
Keith Terry leads the International Body Music Mini-Fest beginning at 11 tomorrow at Freight and Salvage. There are workshops starting at 11 with the kids' classes. They're just $5 for kids, $10 for adults, so that's our cheap thrill. The show, if you want to listen, starts at 8 p.m. tomorrow at Freight and Salvage. A lot of great guests. That's in Berkeley. Now, music from Wagner's Only Comedy. That's tenor Brandon Jovanovich playing one of the leads in Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg. Count on Wagner to write a comedy that's 5.5 hours long.
It ain't Mel Brooks.
And Wagner just loves to mansplain everything, but it's really, there's just fabulous payoffs in the music. Wonderful cast, great conducting.
I think that's really true. I mean, I am not a huge Wagner fan, I have to say.
Yes. I've noticed.
I'm very quick to admit that and so forth. This is an opera that has extraordinary pieces of it that I like quite a bit. Whether I want to sit for 4.5, 5.5 hours, I don't know. But, it's a great opportunity, and I love the fact that the San Francisco Opera is doing it. The cast is wonderful.
Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, that sort of Nürnberg's Got Talent, continues at San Francisco Opera through December 6th. So last week, I caught the opening of Disgrace by Ayad Akhtar. And this is a play that won the Pulitzer Prize last year for its presentation about Islamophobia and anti-Semitism and cultural appropriation and intermarriage, and also how nasty New York lawyers can be. It's just, there's a lot going on in this show.
So what did you think of it? I mean, our critic absolutely loved it.
It's an amazing show. It's kind of dispiriting. It's very sad in the way it suggests that we really can't get along. But it's also it deals with such fascinating topics.
It seems to me this play also has some currency in terms of the debate that we're having right now in this country over whether or not to admit Syrian refugees. But we still have a lot of xenophobia happening in this country, and it's become a major part of the current presidential campaigns.
Disgrace continues at Berkeley Repertory Theater through December 20th. Now something from Lucero's new album.
And just to see him gather on the edge of town, cold winter, long nights, and they'll become
That's a voice made by whiskey and cigarettes, isn't it? That's
yeah.
Ben Nichols, a pioneer of country punk. The song was off of Lucero's new album. And they sound like the Rolling Stones there, don't they?
Well, they kind of do, yeah. But there are those definite influences of country. I was listening to this and I was thinking, you know, we've just had the CMAs, or they're happening. I don't know. It seems like they happen every week. You know, it's a very polished, glitzy, kind of sterile sort of music. And there are a lot of people who are making real country music down at the roots level. And these guys have been doing it in Tennessee for quite a long time.
Lucero plays the Fillmore in San Francisco tonight. And David, you had a personal pick.
I did. I wanted to recommend Tim Flannery, who's going to be at Freight and Salvage on Sunday. And, you know, I think that we could blame Tim Flannery for the fact that the Giants had such a horrible season this year. It was really sad.
It's a heavy load.
But had he been there, maybe it wouldn't be quite so dismal. He was a great third base coach. But he's also a really great singer. And I love the fact that he's going to be pursuing this part of his career now. And you get a chance to hear him. You may see some Giants in the audience on Sunday. They got nothing else to do.
Tim Flannery will be at Freight and Salvage on Sunday. And I'm shouting it out for Salvage. It's a little punk goth circus show at Kinetic Arts in West Oakland. It's wonderfully done by some amazing local performers, great acrobatics and tumbling, and a story about a post-apocalyptic world. This is Salvage through December 20th at Kinetic Arts in Oakland. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find lots of arts coverage and our music and performance listings at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.